Food Friday. This week we're baking with berries and other seasonal fruit. Berry picking season is starting up here in Wisconsin. Whether you pick them yourself or get them at the farmer's market or store, using fresh fruit gives a little something extra to our favorite baked desserts. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to thing to bake when berries are back in season? Do you have a favorite summer fruit to use in your baking? Berries, peaches, something else? Do you have the rhubarb out? I know it's not technically a fruit. I bake with it like it's a fruit. Maybe you do too. Call 800-642-1234, or maybe you have a question for our guest baker. 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sean Bolduc is a baker and owner of The Baked Lab in Madison. You can find him at thebakedlab.com. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me back.
Well, berry picking season, like I said, is coming up. My rhubarb's still looking good and I think is still edible. Is there something seasonal fruit-wise that you really look forward to in the summer?
Oh, I am a huge blueberry fan. You know, once those blueberries start growing, I want to use them in everything.
What are some of your favorite everythings to use your blueberries in?
I mean, come on. A blueberry pie is like the perfect quintessential summer treat. Delicious flaky pie dough stuffed with some blueberries. I absolutely love mixing some herbs into my pies. Rosemary and blueberry go perfectly together. So I am like ready for the blueberries to start showing up this summer.
Okay, now that's interesting. I would not on my own devices have thought of mixing rosemary with blueberry. Could you talk about that fruity and savory combination? Why does that work?
Yeah. You know, I think that herbs, and they're all growing outside from the ground, and they just have something that works really well together. I love pairing rosemary with fruits like blueberries. I also love like strawberry and basil, lemon and thyme. There's just something about those flavors together. It kind of heightens the fruit and brings out some of the more natural flavors, and then gives it a little bit of a twist that you're not used to in your normal pie.
Now, you mentioned pies, but you also sent us a recipe. We've got at WPR.org/Food Friday for maybe the star of our fruit baking today and this summer, the galette. I've never made a galette. Give the basics. What is a galette?
Absolutely. So a galette is basically just a free form pie, right? So a lot of people have trouble or get really nervous when they get in the kitchen and they're starting to roll out a pie dough and they've got to somehow get it inside of a pie tin, make the edges of it look beautiful with crimping and all of that kind of stuff. But the galette is just a free form pie. So basically I'm making a standard pie dough, dropping something into the center of it, and I'm kind of folding over the edges right on top of itself, baking it off in the oven. And it's just as delicious as a standard pie, but less fuss.
You had me at not rolling it out because you know, I have some cooking skills and I have some baking skills. Rolling out dough is not among them. For some reason, I am just constitutionally incapable of doing that well. So I really like that. Now, we're talking fruits. You gave us a recipe for peach and plum galette. Talk about that combo in our galette. Sounds really good to me.
Absolutely. Peach, plum. Sometimes I add raspberry in there. Galettes are really great with stone fruits. So a lot of times you can just kind of chop up that fruit. Mix it up with a little bit of sugar, maybe add a little bit of cornstarch for the thickener, and then drop it right into the center of your pie dough, bake it off. I think they're delicious. And there are so many different ways that you can enhance a pie like that. The peach is one of my other favorite summer fruits. So why not throw it into a galette? Maybe add a little bit of bourbon. And it's absolutely delicious.
Now, in a note card you sent over to us, We can make that dessert galette, but once we know what we're doing with our galetting, we could do anything with it, right? We could do other pie type ingredients. We could do savory. The sky's the limit.
Absolutely. I think one of the best things about a galette is that it's really just an open invitation for anything you've got in your kitchen. You know, on a savory note, I absolutely love putting tomatoes into a galette, heirloom tomatoes mixed with a little bit of cheese. Drop it right into the oven. Again, you've got both a delicious dinner, and then you can make another one with your peach and plum on the side, and you've got a whole galette dinner with dinner and dessert.
I'm in. We're talking to Sean Bolduc on this edition of Food Friday. He's a baker, owner of the Baked Lab in Madison. We're baking with seasonal fruit right now. That could mean berries for you, could mean rhubarb. You could be looking ahead to other fruits coming along the way. You could share your favorites and or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you want to jump into Galette Fever 2021, you can go to WPR.org/Food Friday, find a recipe for your basic galette. 800-642-1234, again, is the number. Sean, I know, I think we're getting a little late in the rhubarb season, but I've got this monster rhubarb plant in my backyard that came with the house, really, and it's still there. Favorite ways to use rhubarb?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the typical strawberry rhubarb pie, rhubarb and strawberry bars is another delicious way to do it. Another thing that a lot of people don't think about, but you could actually cook down some rhubarb over the stove and make either like a nice jam that you could pour over some fresh or some ice cream. There are just so many different ways that you can both use rhubarb and fruit together. I like that little tart bite of the rhubarb mixed with a nice sweet strawberry. Absolutely.
Okay, now you had a savory herb to go with all them other fruits. Is there one that can go with rhubarb? You got me really curious about this now.
I actually think that rosemary pairs really well with anything that has sugar in it. I think rosemary has a really delicious flavor. I often will make simple syrups using herbs, so those can go in, you know, in soda water and all of that kind of stuff later in the or throughout the summer. So sometimes I'll make like a compote of blueberries or strawberries and then mix a little simple syrup with rosemary in it and drop it into some club soda, and it makes a delicious cocktail or non-alcoholic drink for the summer.
Now, getting back to baking with our fruit, I know it's easy, and I've experienced this myself, making a pie or whatever dessert. If you're using fruit in it, it can be easy for me to make it too runny and watery, and then the dough gets soggy, and it's still edible, but it's not perfect. How do we make sure we don't swamp our baked goods?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's something in the baking world called blind baking our dough, right? Have you ever heard of that?
I think I have, and I think I've even done it, though I forgot it was called that.
Yeah, so that's when we make our dough, we put it into a pie tin, and then we bake it in the oven, maybe with some beans inside of it to kind of help hold its shape. That helps the crust get a little bit of a little cooked and set before we add our runny fruits to it. So that's one great way to prevent what's often called the soggy bottom of our pies. The other thing to do is, you know, one of the things that I like to use is frozen fruit on occasion with pies. Adding a little bit more of your thickener, so maybe cornstarch, will help soak up some of that extra liquid and help prevent a pie from getting really soggy bottom.
That sounds pretty good. Okay, yeah, I have done both of those techniques. I just didn't know what they were called. So that's pretty good news. We're picking up our talk with Sean Bolduc, owner of the Baked Lab, talking about some good ways to use fresh berries and other seasonal fruit of the coming summer in our baking. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite fruit to bake with? Do you like getting it at the farmer's market? Do you pick it yourself at a farm? Do you forage something that you like to bake with? What is your all-time favorite? Or do you need some advice for a favorite dessert or a new experiment? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you ran into some trouble with our phone lines earlier, I believe we have that fixed now. So give it a try, 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sean, we heard on Facebook from Cassandra, who says berries are some of the healthiest foods you can eat, as they're low in calories but high in fiber, vitamin C, and antioxidants. And that reminds me, I'm a big fan of those things that live on the borderline between dessert and breakfast, because it's got some oats in it, maybe. It's got some fruit. I don't mind eating that for breakfast. Do you have favorites that that live in that magical borderland?
Ooh, I love a granola. So something that you can bake off in the oven with just a mixture of all different types of things and dry out some fruit in there. I know that dehydrators have become like a huge phenomenon in the home kitchen recently. And it's always fun to kind of put some fresh fruit that you've picked into a dehydrator and let them dry out, and then maybe add them to a mixture of oats and maybe even chocolate, and put it over some Greek yogurt in the morning. That sounds delicious to me.
All right, we've talked about pies and galettes and now some breakfast. I don't want to leave the cake people out of the equation. And I know you do a lot of cake making with different frosting and decorations. Bring some fruit onto our cakes, please.
Absolutely. I tend to use fruits either in things like curds in the center of my cakes as a filling, or even sometimes I mix it into a buttercream and kind of up the flavor of the buttercream itself. I am not personally a huge baker of fruit inside of my cakes themselves, but that doesn't mean that you can't. A fresh coffee cake with blueberries baked into it sounds fantastic to me. I have a great tip for that. You know, you can definitely use frozen fruit in your cakes and in your muffins. What I would highly suggest is we all run into that issue where we bake off our muffins in the oven or our cake in the oven, and we pull it out and we find that all of our fruit sank to the bottom. Have you ever had that issue?
Yes, definitely, especially with muffins.
Right, right. One of my easy tips for that is I always toss my fruit in a little bit of flour before I add it and mix it into my batter. That will, again, sort of do a similar situation like we talked about earlier, where it'll soak up some of that excess liquid that is expelled once it comes into contact with all that heat, and help sort of let them float in the middle of our baked good.
Intriguing. And that really works.
Absolutely. I think that's like one of the tips from any pro baker out there will tell you to toss that fruit in a little flour.
Excellent. I love it. I will give that a try next time. Now, I promised one of our producers, I think this was Dean, said he is a big fan of your Swiss roll with raspberry and mascarpone whipped cream. He's made this himself, though intriguingly never brought it in for his coworkers to eat. So, you know, whatever. But tell us about this one, because he's a big fan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Swiss roll is generally a sponge cake that's baked in on a sheet tray. So it's pretty thin and it's flexible enough that we can kind of roll it up with stuff inside of it. I love to use fresh jams and whatnot within a Swiss roll. So this particular one is just a vanilla cake that we add some fresh in this recipe. We added some raspberry jam to the center. And then basically I whip up some whipped cream. I fold in some mascarpone cheese, and then I spread it into the center and roll it up. And it's like the easiest, most impressive dessert you can bring to a gathering this summer.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in Monona. Karen, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to ask about, Karen?
I thought she was good. Okay. Well, the first thing is, when you mix this pie crust, does that mean you make the pie crust and then you make the beer mix and then you fold them all together going back and forth and back and forth and then you throw it into the pie tin? If that is so, do you need to do something on the bottom of the pie tin or the glass to keep the berry juice from burning?
Oh, interesting. Oh, thanks for the call, Karen. Yeah, good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. It shouldn't really burn, because if you're putting it if you're putting the pie dough between both your tin and the berries shouldn't burn themselves. One of the things that I like to do when I'm baking off a pie that I don't blind bake, which means I don't bake off the pie a little bit in advance before I add the fruit filling, I like to preheat my oven with a sheet pan towards the bottom half of the oven. So when I put my pie inside of the oven, it gets that direct heat underneath it very quickly and helps sort of seal everything into the pie dough.
Excellent. Hope that helps, Karen. Thanks for calling in. We'll go to Justin now in Waukesha. Justin, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you had any good ideas for a dessert flatbread or a dessert pizza. The restaurant I work in just launched a s'mores flatbread, and it turned out wonderful.
That sounds great. What are you using for the bread itself? Are you making your own, or like using a non-bread or something like that?
We just use a non-bread.
Okay, that's N-A-A-N, like the Indian flatbread. S'mores pizza, you had me at S'mores pizza. Have you done anything like this, Sean, a dessert flatbread?
That sounds absolutely delicious. I have not actually done anything dessert-wise with like naan or any of that type of bread, but this would be a great opportunity to use that pie dough in a galette type of situation. You know, something that I really like about the galette is that I can make it any shape that I want it. So in that case, I could make it sort of long, like a long flatbread pizza, and then chop it up into slices for my guests. So you could easily do any type of fruit in there. And I bet it would be absolutely delicious too.
Justin, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. It is Food Friday. We're talking to Sean Bolduc, baker and owner of the Baked Lab in Madison. We're talking about baking with seasonal fruit, berries, and beyond. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite baked fruit-related dessert to share with us or a question for Sean, 800-642-1234 is the number, or email ideas@wpr.org. Okay, Sean, here's one that I have never tackled myself. I believe it's probably beyond my capabilities. Those fancy fruit tarts you see sometimes at the fancy bakeries, are they hard to make?
No, I think they're pretty straightforward, you know. Usually in those types of tarts, we're using more of a sweet pastry dough. So it's a little different than our standard pie dough, where it's more like a cookie. It's more like a sugar cookie pie crust. And then usually they're filled with a pastry cream. Pastry cream can be a little intimidating to some people because you're cooking a custard over the stove and you have that chance of running into scrambling your eggs. I always tell people low and slow while you're cooking that pastry cream. And then the best part about it is that you get to decorate the top with whatever type of berries or fruit that you want. And it becomes an art project at that point.
Now, when you're in search of fruit ingredients, I don't know, you're a busy baker. Do you have time to go out and pick your own, or do you at the farmer's markets? Like, where do you go to get the fresh stuff when it's in season?
Oh gosh, I don't know the last time that I went and picked my own fruit. I will say I grew up in Massachusetts, and there were several blueberry bushes and strawberry fields right next to my parents' house, and that was amazing to get to go pick those fresh things. But now I'm a huge fan of the farmers markets. We have so many here in the Madison area, and I can just support my local farmers by going out and grabbing their fresh produce.
Do you ever work with some of the less mainstream berries? Like, I have a service berry tree in our yard, and I found out when we did a show on berries a while back, a lot of people like these service berries. I just found out they were edible last year. Do you get into those, or mulberries, or some of the things that are maybe harder to package up and sell in a store?
You know, I have to tell you, I have not actually ventured into that all that much, so I wish I had more to share there, but I don't.
Okay, well, that's fine, because I don't have a lot of ideas either. But Sean, it's going to be a hot weekend. Is there something we can put together that's going to give us that feel of a fruity dessert without having to spend a lot of time with that oven on a 90-degree day?
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of the icebox cake. Have you ever made one of those?
I have not. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so an icebox cake is basically a whipped cream type cake that we put into the freezer for a little while so it gets nice and solid. I actually don't use specifically ice cream in this type of cake, but what I like to do is I like to cook down a compote of something like blueberries or strawberries, and then I basically layer it in a tin, something like a bread tin with plastic kind of in there, so I'm pouring it into the plastic. So when it sets, I've got layers of something like fresh whipped cream. You could even fold in the mascarpone to that whipped cream, fresh whipped cream, some berry compote, and then oftentimes I'll add something like a vanilla wafer or a graham cracker, and it stays away from the oven. There's no actual baking happening, and it's a delicious treat for a hot day like tomorrow and Sunday.
Maybe I will try that. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sean Bolduc is a baker and owner of the Baked Lab in Madison. He joined us for this Food Friday to talk about how to bake with fresh berries and other seasonal fruit on the way this summer.